In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So here we have a fascinating human resources nightmare story of these individuals in Jesus' parable, where they come to work in the morning and they agree on a certain amount of money that they're going to be paid at the end of the day. End of the day comes, more and more people have come to work over the course of the day. But at the end, everybody who has labored gets the same reward. I have heard an awful lot of sermons over the course of my life about how infinitely good and fair God is, how the fairness of God and the equality of God and all of this, and I have to say, upon review, I do not believe that God is fair. God is not fair. That's how this works. Let me tell you why I think this. If God was fair, then God would not have obliged the people of Israel with manna after they grumbled so much, after he led them out of Egypt, after they saw the plagues, after they saw the pillar of fire and the cloud by day, after he led them through the Red Sea, and they still complain. God would have said, I'm done. If God were fair, then he would not have allowed himself in the person of Jesus Christ, totally innocent and blameless, to suffer death upon the cross. If God were fair, my brothers and sisters, each and every one of us would bear the judgment that is due us for our sins. Thanks be to God that he is not fair. Thanks be to God that God is not fair. God loves us, and God equates to us what is due for those who believe and those who love. We are not worthy to receive that, but by God's good grace, we receive his mercy. God gives us that reward. And that, my brothers and sisters, is a beautiful thing. It is not anything that we can do to earn. We can't go out into the vineyard and work to satisfy what is the debt that we have by our sins. In fact, there is literally nothing we can do. God's mercy, God's grace, God's love for us, God's vast and beautiful unfairness is what saves us, is what puts us into righteousness, what allows us to be able to transcend this broken world and enter into the beauty of that heavenly reward. I am so glad that God is not fair, because I know that my sins myself are heavy and they are burdensome. And I fall far short of the glory of God. But through his righteousness, through his unfairness, God's love transposes all of those things and allows me to enter into that joy and gladness. Thanks be to God. And as I said, there's nothing we can do to earn it. No work we can do in God's vineyard. Just accepting that grace and mercy is enough. Several weeks ago, I got on YouTube, and I love to go and watch old newsreels and things like that. I don't know if you've ever spent time on YouTube, and all of a sudden you went to go watch one thing, and 2 hours later you're on who knows what, you know. I do it on Wikipedia, too. Like, I'm going to look up this Bible word study, and then, you know, 2 hours later I'm on astrophysics something or other, and I have no idea how I got there. But I was looking up some old newsreels, and I came across the funeral service for Otto Habsburg. Otto was the son of the last Austro-Hungarian emperor. He died, I think it was about 9-10 years ago. And the funeral service that they were doing for him was the funeral service that was due the emperor whenever they passed away. Now, there was this glorious, huge church service in the cathedral in Vienna, and then they left from there to go to this monastery where all of the royal family was buried. And And in Vienna, they had the streets marked off, and they had this military parade. Even though they haven't been a monarchy in, you know, 90 years at that point, they had the military there. They had this flag-draped coffin with the flag of the Habsburgs, this beautiful yellow and black flag, and they march up to the steps of this Capuchin monastery. And this general comes to the door, and he pounds on it. And he says, we bid entry. I'm going to try to paraphrase this. And the abbot of the monastery says, who is there? And then the general proceeds to say, we come with, and you know, as this goes, Otto Habsburg, and then 37 different titles that this man had. Emperor of, you know, Austria, king of Hungary, blah, 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 all this stuff. And the abbot responds from the other side of the door, we don't know him. And then the general says again, you know, Otto Habsburg, and he goes through all these minor titles, you know, count of this and this, and then stops for a moment, and the abbot says, we do not know him. And then he goes in again, and he says, he did this in his life, and he served on this, and he did this, and he did all of these things. And the abbot says, we don't know him. And there's a dramatic pause, and the general says, Otto, our brother in Christ, a sinner, redeemed by God. And at that point, the doors to the monastery crack open. And the abbot says, let my brother enter in. It's not by what we do in this world that's going to give us grace. It's by God's infinite love for us that allows us in to that beautiful kingdom. And I pray we never forget that if God has shown grace to us, we too must show grace to others. Amen.